Water quality experts have a lot of anecdotal evidence that lakes, streams, and rivers in the U.S. aren't as polluted as they were in 1972 when Congress passed the Clean Water Act. Robbie Savage is president of America's Clean Water Foundation.
People are swimming where 30 years ago they never would have considered putting a toe into the water. People are catching bass and other fish in areas where they never thought that that fish would ever come back to the waterways.
Savage says the problem is that nobody really has definitive proof. That's because a baseline of national data wasn't established 30 years ago. So the Clean Water Foundation and other groups are using the October 18th date to ask citizens to test their local water and then submit the results to a national database. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.